What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone. I'm always around with my Chinese best friend.
Hey, thanks for listening to Mother Sucker Podcast.
How's everything going? How's your week?
Everything's good. How's your week?
Nah, good, man. Is that a stripper shirt you're wearing?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to show my nipples.
They're like something out of Magic Mike with a, like, yeah. If he had a concussion.
It's like a ready to.
Is it silk or is it like rayon or is it like?
Yeah, I got this at this place called Forever 21.
The fuck you doing shopping in Forever 21?
For men.
They have a Forever 21 for men?
Yeah, because I am Forever 21. What are you wearing, Michael Blackson? That necklace you got there looks like very heavy. Mr. T is going to be jealous.
Nigga, let me tell you about this necklace. So,
yeah.
I didn't go buy no new jewelry, okay?
Oh, really? Hey, that looks brand new.
My girl just left. And before she left, she said, hey, Mike, you have an old backpack I could use. Mm-hmm. So I know I got my old Gucci backpack in my guest room in a closet because I banned Gucci. Since the blackface, I'm done with Gucci.
Yeah.
I don't do Gucci at all. So she went and grabbed. I said, yeah, I got the old backpack there. You know, mind you, I thought I lost this necklace 2 years ago. I thought somebody stole it or was missing. So she went in there, found the bag, and started emptying it out because I had a bunch of junk in the bag. And she said, hey, Mike, you got some jewelry in this bag. I'm like, this was gone.
Wow.
So it was this, and it was like some other shit was in the fucking, in the bag, man. In fact, you know what?
What else you got there?
It was like some fucking Michael Kors watch. I mean, mind you.
Yeah.
Mind you, I was broke a few years ago. So I used to wear a Michael Kors watch. I just started wearing a Rolex like recently. So I had a Michael Kors watch. In fact, you could have this motherfucker.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, take it. Man, I don't wear that shit no more. I made it in life.
It looks like Rolex.
Yeah, it's Michael Kors edition of it's Rolex by Michael Kors.
Rolex by Michael Blackson.
So that's yours, man.
Yeah, thanks.
And you know what? The necklace, I'll think about it. I might just end up, you know, giving it to you.
But it looks very dangerous. If somebody snatched that off your neck, your whole neck's going to fall off.
Right.
Looks very heavy.
Nah, it's not that heavy. It surely cost me like, it ain't cost me much. I mean, gold went up since I bought it, but it ain't cost me much. Somebody, dude, don't need to snatch it. They just be like, hey, Mike, give me your chain. I'm like, just hold the fuck up. You can take it off nicely. No need to mark my neck. You can have this bitch. In fact, here's $300 more, motherfucker, okay? Go get you lunch at Mr. Chow's or something.
It looks like you joined the Tekashi 6ix9ine team with the colors you have right now.
Fuck, I did not, man.
The only missing is a rainbow hair.
Yeah, this is Giuseppe's shoes. A friend of mine's made this jacket in Chicago. See, sometimes I'll buy some shit and I always have a fucking something to match it.
Yeah.
So I had this jacket in my closet, and then when I looked, I had a fucking shoe to go with it. I got something to go with every fucking thing, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time you have a shirt, you always have a shoes to match it.
Yeah.
You're the fashion icon of the year 2022.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
We're gonna nominate you.
And you just dress like you just don't.
Dress like
Stevie Wonder pick your clothes, huh? He's like, give me the green shirt and the black blue boots and the yellow red hat and a Puerto Rican pants.
Whatever my girlfriend washed.
Is what you wear.
Yeah. So
did she wash your clothes like the night before you come out or like?
She washes every day, so I'm confused what to wear. Sometimes I'm like, didn't I just wear that yesterday?
Brown shoes. It's okay, Chinese best.
Yeah.
You
stay. Yeah, nobody cares about me or what I look.
And you lost some weight.
Yeah, I lost some weight.
And then you found it like a couple of hours later because you lost yesterday. You were skinnier and then you found it again.
Yeah, I did.
Talking about losing weight, man, let's bring our first guest to the show. Food. He's in the right. He's a very good friend of mine. I met him actually with another good friend named David Steinberg. And we all actually was with Joe Biden way before he got elected.
Hung
out with Joe Biden. And this guy's in the food business. You can probably tell by looking at his size.
What's his name, Michael Blackson?
Mark Butcher. Give him a big hand, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Yes. Mark!
Mark Butcher.
What's
welcome
up,
to No
Did
Filter.
Did I fuck up your last name?
That's all right, Michael Black. Take some.
It's a silent T, Mike, because there's no T.
There's no T.
Bucher.
Bucher. I went Bucher. To, listen, man, I went to Philadelphia Public School. That's who I blame this shit on. I blame all my shit on Philadelphia Public School, okay? They taught me how to spell.
You and the Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince. Well, shit, he fucking, he got, jeez. He made it. He went to West Philly. I was in Southwest Philly. So
oh, raised. Really? There's West and South?
There's West, there's Southwest, there's North, there's Northeast.
Wow.
Who's cooler?
Yeah.
I'm cooler, man.
What? Oh, really? You're saying Southwest Philly's cooler than
oh, what
West
part of, I think Southwest was more gangsters. I mean, I think like those, we had like our version of like BMF back in the day. You know, so Southwest was very, very dangerous. They have a street called King Sesson, but no fucking Kingsley on that fucking street. Okay, a bunch of robbers, motherfucker. Okay, but besides that, I mean, the thing about these tough cities, it make you tougher, get you ready for the streets, you know. But fuck all that shit. We talking about food, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're hungry.
This guy's in the, into the, you just, you got rid of your, you had a burger chain.
I did. I had a burger chain. Lots of burgers.
And what happened?
And as I told you, I was a 5-time world burger champion. And you're like, you look like you ate a lot of burgers.
That's
at
what
time.
I thought. He wow. told me he was a world
Bullshit.
Champion. I thought he was like, you know how you do them hot dog contests? You eat a fucking hot dog. I thought this nigga ate all the fucking burgers.
See, when food guys say you're like world champion or something, it means you cook the best.
Yeah.
When you say that to non-food guys, they think you've eaten the most.
Exactly. So I, from DC.
Yeah.
Now, question. You know, how, so you have you always had interest in food?
No, actually, my mother was a lousy cook, so I had to learn how to cook, or I'd look like you, you skinny motherfucker. If I didn't look, you know, if I didn't learn how to cook, I'd have, you know, I wouldn't be able to fit in my clothes.
So seriously, is that how is that you started cooking?
Yeah, wow. My mother was a terrible cook, and me and my sister had to survive, so we learned how to cook.
Damn,
wow, that's amazing.
I mean, well, how bad was her cooking? What she didn't season this? I thought all white put on season their food, but she just didn't season her shit at all.
You know, she made one thing, which was like roast chicken, and we had it every night.
Wow.
Oh, God.
So.
It's like when I cook, like I make my kids grain stew or red stew. It's like either tomato stew or the spinach stew. And I've been cooking that since I was a kid, way back in Africa. That's all I cook for them, the red or the green shit. Pick and choose, motherfucker.
Well, hopefully your kids turn out like this young man here.
Make what? Some money at it.
Like a cook, because you're the worst cook.
Nah, I'm not the fucking worst cook, man. But nah, go ahead, tell us, and so she just made the same fucking roast beef.
Same roast chicken.
Roast chicken.
One flies, one walks. The beef walks, the chicken flies. So she made roast chicken every night, and we just had enough of it, so we went on strike.
Damn.
And my sister and I learned how to cook. We learned how to cook by watching PBS, Public Broadcasting TV.
So did you have to, I mean, but besides that, you still had to go to cooking class and all that shit, right?
I did. I went to culinary school, did that. Graduated college, decided I wanted to cook, went to culinary school, got good at it. And then decided that I really didn't want to work in restaurants, believe it or not. I worked in restaurants, but I didn't like going to work when all my buddies were coming home from work. Mm. You know, like they're all going out rocking and rolling in the early 20s, and I'm like going to work. So that was only going to last so long, because you know me. So I decided I was going to own restaurants instead of work in restaurants.
Wow. So you got rid of, now what made you get rid of burger? Is it more money? You went from burger to what?
Steak.
Steak. So is it because more money in steak?
No, it was because someone called me and said, I want to buy your company.
Oh, fuck.
Otherwise, I would have. Otherwise, I would have had it. I still would have had it.
For real? So you get your offer, you're going to refuse?
Yeah, and partners that I needed to get rid of.
Okay, dope. But let me cut to the chase. All right, let me get to the point. Have you ever caught any of your employees sticking their dick in somebody's food because they pissed them off?
Just yours.
Really? I never ate there yet. So I'm probably
eight. No, not at my restaurants, but I've seen the videos.
For real?
Oh, yeah, no. There's videos of, you know, dudes doing stuff in mashed potatoes in restaurants.
Oh, my goodness.
We don't serve mashed potatoes, but they're out there.
Don't eat fucking mashed potatoes at restaurants.
I've never had mashed potatoes.
And don't ever send your food back to the kitchen.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in my place,
Mike always does that all the time.
No, I don't. If I send it back, I don't even want it anymore. Seriously, I try not to.
Your pancake.
I used to date this one girl. She's treat the waitress like shit, and she sent her shit back. I'm like, all right, they gonna beat their dick, pour breast milk in your shit. You gonna get pregnant after you eat this fucking food. Okay?
Well, you know, I had a famous French chef who was a friend of mine, and very expensive restaurant in Washington, like the most expensive restaurant in Washington, where you make a reservation and they call you back, Mr. Blackson, we want to confirm your reservation for Saturday night. Any dietary restrictions, anything we need to know about? And they're like, no, we're cool. They get to the restaurant, and the wife, true story, wife gets a server and says, hey, look, I can't have anything with gluten, sugar, dairy, gluten, sugar, dairy. I prefer a vegan, grass-fed, plant-based meal.
The fuck, the bitch, a goat?
Friend, server goes back to the kitchen, tells the chef, who is a 500-pound French chef. You hear him throw the dishes in the kitchen. What the fuck? Comes out to the guest, and he goes, madame, I just want to make sure. We called you to confirm your reservation. We asked you about any dietary restrictions, and you said you didn't have any. But tonight, you've got flour, dairy, whoa, butter. Oh, she said no chocolate. He's like, madame, you need to leave, or you may die here. And actually tossed her out of the restaurant.
It's official, Marasogas. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Marasogas.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
So, but that's the thing, right? If you're going to go out to eat at a restaurant, you kind of need to prepare what they have and let them know. But don't go crazy, because when you go crazy,
they're going to do some shit. So, I mean, being a cook, I mean, how is your wife a cook as well? Can she cook? Because, I mean, does she leave that responsibility to you then? Now that she know you know how to cook food, she like, fuck that shit. I'm going to go and Home Depot, motherfucker, you cook.
So here's the hard thing in my house. And I've seen your fridge. You don't have the same problem in this house. But in my house, I live in a house of all women. I've got four daughters and a wife. And they all think they're expert cooks.
Oh.
And there's only one that can really cook well. But my wife isn't one of them. So she may be cooking in the kitchen. And she, of course, can't stand it when I'm like in the kitchen because I'm looking down and like shaking my head. What? 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 Well, turn the heat up. No. What? I don't want to burning it. How about put some salt in it? So when she's not looking, me and my kids put salt and shit in her food she's cooking. So just so we can eat it.
You're like the judge of Hell's Kitchen.
Right, but just so we can eat her food so it's passable. It's terrible. And of course, now I'm going to get divorced after she hears this, but it's terrible.
Yeah, I'm sure she won't hear this. It's only in this broadcast.
Yeah, it's in the hood.
iHeartRadio.
She won't listen to this. It's, yeah. It's only play.
I'm moving in with you, and I'll cook here every night.
Okay, you can move
when she throws my ass out.
I have to stay in the room with all my old Gucci stuff in there. That I've abandoned.
But she's a terrible cook. Some of my girls are for good real cooks. But yeah, you know what? I stopped cooking at home.
Why?
So I've got me and one daughter who are meat eaters. I've got a vegan. I've got a kind of vegetarian. And then I've got a gluten-free, dairy-free.
Wow.
Gluten-free, dairy-free vegan wife.
Wow. Okay. That's gonna be
so healthy. I'm not making like four dinners.
Yeah.
Hey, at least he's sticking your dick in a healthy pussy. That's all I got to say about that. I mean, that's a good thing.
Is that right? That's some longevity
well,
there?
Well, nah, longevity. The pussy's going to last long. Because, you know, women that eat everything, you know.
Wait, go ahead. Good one thought. Women that eat everything. This is like gospel.
Eat everything organic?
No. I'm just like eat pork, chicken, drink milk. It's a lot, you know.
Is there a difference?
Well, yeah, I think it's a difference in the coochie.
Really?
Yeah, when you... No. What? Yeah, it's gonna get fatter. But I'm saying at the same time, like,
smells better.
Pee smells better when she's urine.
Heard about that.
Don't eat asparagus. Don't eat asparagus.
Asparagus is not good for you.
No, it makes everything smell funny.
For real.
Really?
It makes your pee smell funny. Asparagus.
For men and women, like my cum would be. Oh God, my cum would
stink. Like Clorox
bleach? I think so.
Damn. What is healthy? What should we eat?
Yeah.
To keep to if I want to like have a healthy baby, I want my baby to have all his toes, don't come out with three fingers and three testicles and two dicks. What do I do for this little baby to come out healthy? What should
dicks.
I eat?
I think he would like that, Mike. Three dicks for a
truth
baby.
Is, I don't think we really know what to believe anymore, right? I mean, we both grew up similar generation, and we grew up and they kept saying eat low fat foods, eat stay away from carbohydrates.
Yeah,
and then it was stay away from sugar.
Yeah.
And then they came out like a month or two ago and said, actually, higher fat foods are better for you and stay away from the sugar. And it's like, well, which is it? Do you want me staying away from sugar or eating higher fat foods and carbohydrates are okay in certain amounts? I don't think anyone really is telling us the straight scoop. So I just eat in moderation.
Yeah, just as fit. Eat what the fuck you want to eat, man. Eat what you want. Shit what you want to shit.
Yeah, I see. I eat
But see, you African guys, you eat everything.
Yeah, I eat every fucking thing. You know? I stopped doing milk, dairy, and I think, you know, that's healthier. For some reason, if you stop drinking milk, for some reason, I think for some reason, you're gonna be more healthy. That's what I heard. I heard that from organic doctors. Organic doctors.
Who was the first person to drink the milk? Something comes out of a cow. Let's drink it. Let's try it. Who comes up with that?
It is true. Who came up with that idea?
I want to know who came up with eating goat milk.
Who's the first one to try it?
I mean, I guess the same as breast. What? Fucking, you all drink titty milk, motherfucker? We too grown to be sucking titties. So you got to get milk from somewhere. I can't go like, you know, all of a sudden go squeeze your pregnant wife's titties.
So you think that's where it came from? Someone was on someone's titty and they go, we need to get some more milk. And they turn the room and they see a big fat cow. And they say, that's the answer.
No, I think a lady had a fucking baby and baby is crying. She put the baby by the titties and baby touched something that felt like a fucking nipple. And like, you know, what is this? And then put it in his mouth. All of a sudden milk came out. All of a sudden fucking cows. Everybody got nipples and shit. Everybody sucking by the titties. I think it came from... you know, God forgive us for this, but I think he was just trying to feed us. I just don't think we should drink cow's fucking milk.
The Virgin Mary.
Not cow.
There's definitely a lot of controversy over
dairy. Mike, I think it's in the Bible. The Virgin Mary started breastfeeding Jesus, baby Jesus. And the whole world started.
How can she?
She's virgin, but she had Jesus.
So you think milk came? Jesus
started
sucked.
All the.
You trying to tell me Jesus sucked titties?
I mean, he was baby Jesus, of course. Where the fuck is he going to be?
There was nowhere in the Bible that said, and thy beseech, baby Jesus, thy shall I suck the titties. It's not in the Bible, in no scripture.
Which version are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
It's definitely not the King James Version.
The African Jesus version.
I just think humans should drink human milk. I really think we should find women should just designate it. Pregnant women should just be hired to give us milk to
as
put
an
on
adult.
Cereal. As an adult, yeah. Poor squeeze titties, they get hired. Right. $10 an hour, squeeze a titty.
You can start that business. Let me know how it goes.
Oh, it's already in the business.
Cows should drink cow's milk. Goat eat goat milk. We should not be drinking cow's
the
milk.
The muscle people drink human milk.
No.
Yeah, it's a true story. I heard it.
On what?
My friend is a...
Yeah, what are you reading? Where? What?
Yeah, they buy milk for girls, the pregnant people.
Seriously?
Yeah,
seriously?
It's a true story, Mikey. Google it.
But breast milk has no fucking taste.
He is wearing
the
Magic Mike shirt, though.
When last time you had breast milk on any of you?
Yesterday. No, I mean, probably not. What? Two?
No, I'm just... So when last time your wife was pregnant with your last baby, you didn't accidentally suck the milk?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
You didn't suck your wife's titties?
No.
You didn't suck your wife's titties while she was pregnant. So you tell
me. I'm not milking. There's a difference.
He's guilty. I see it in his eyes.
There's a difference. I wasn't thirsty.
Last time my lady was pregnant, I know for a fact I drank some titty milk.
Yeah, me too. And it tastes like sour candy.
Your baby's only like
really?
2 years old, man.
Tastes sour.
You just sucked your lady. You drank your baby's food. You fucking asshole.
Yeah, I know. That's why he... Yeah, that's my formula because I drink all the fucking milk.
So you were getting it on and getting a snack.
No. I mean, I was curious to what it tastes like. It's been so long since I sucked titty when I was a baby. Africa, I'm not sure how long my mother breastfed me for, because sometimes Africans just forget that you are not a baby anymore and you 3 years old and bringing a titty to the school for your lunch break.
You kind of see that. So where's the cutoff? Where's the cutoff for breastfeeding? You see
kids
can stand up next to their mother in the middle of a mall and be standing and get
when
some.
The milk stops coming, that's when you stop. You suck at it.
It don't stop if you keep taking it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I have nine brothers.
Fucking titties gonna go flat.
I have nine brothers, sisters. It never stops. She's my mom pregnant every year.
Every night, well, she get like a 3 month break.
We're only like a year and a half break. Yeah, like
all of you are like 9 months apart.
Yeah,
so
my brother's a year older than me. My other brother is older than her.
So they're all like just waiting. One's come out, the other one just
your
right behind it.
Poor body.
Yeah, just shooting it.
It's like a litter.
Yeah.
So it's okay to drink milk. You're not a nutritionist. You just a restaurant guy that sell give everybody what the fuck they want to eat, right? You want a goddamn steak with milk on it, you're gonna get it, right? I mean, is that what you suggest is health?
What do I think is healthy?
Yes. Or what's not healthy?
Well, I think, you know, it used to be that the heavier you were, the more wealthy you were.
This ain't right? Africa. That shit
at the beginning of time, it did. The heavier you were, the more wealthy you were.
That is
right?
So true.
It has completely reversed.
It did reverse.
The heavier you are now, the less access you have to quality food. Because America's gotten really good at making 99-cent burgers.
That is so true.
That are bad for you. So everything's flipped. It's inverse. That is so true. So, you know, and we're the best at processing food. So we can, for, you know, I think the average, the school lunch program now, they pay schools $1.09 for school lunches for kids. Mm-hmm. You can't serve a steak or a chicken breast at that. I mean, you got to process something. So you make a chicken nugget or you make bologna or hot dogs, right?
Processed.
The United States of America, we're the best at coming up with this garbage food. That's cheap, highly processed. So I stay away from that.
Oh,
I stay away from the processed
foods.
You
said about the bigger, because Africa, it was like that for a very long time. When I was home and as a kid back home, the bigger you are, the fatter you are, the more richer, because rich people ate every day.
Right.
You know, and it sat around, did nothing, because they were successful. Everybody, whatever they had, people worked for them and do everything. So when I came to America, I thought it was the same thing. I was dating all big ass, greasy ass bitches, thinking that the fatter they are, the richer they are. And I was like, hey, I see a fat girl. Hey, fat girl, come here. Give me a number. I see a skinny girl. Get your broke ass out of here. I thought the skinny bitches was broke and the big women was
rich. Get a lot of free dinner?
I thought Oprah was rich. She lost
she
weight.
Is.
I thought she lost her fucking money. I said, this bitch went broke in my very eyes.
But there's truth but in that, right?
Yeah, that is very true. But things have definitely reversed
is
now.
Is it the same now in Africa still?
Nah, they became too Americanized. Y'all fucking up the whole world, man. Y'all colonizing my fucking
which one? Continent. Chinese?
America. America controls everything.
You know,
everything.
The other problem with food is you go to people that go out to get lunch when they work, back when we were working in offices, right? They go out and get lunch. And if lunch was more than a certain amount of money, they would say, I can't do it. So the cheaper the lunch was, the better the lunch was, right? Wow. I have the greatest lunch spot at $6. But you know, it's usually the worst food for you. So cheap became good. You see what I'm saying? And good isn't cheap. So when you go to a steak place and you get a steak that's non-messed around with, that's $50, it's really good food, but it's really expensive.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a problem in this country in terms of access to high quality food at a reasonable price. And I think that's gonna be the big change.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Do we have to make our own cow?
No, motherfucker. You ain't getting your own goddamn cow. Let's talk about the pandemic and restaurants. Yeah. How is that affecting you guys overall?
It was hard. I mean, there's never any way you could see this coming. Even though the warnings were there, we had no idea of how deep and how drastic it was going to get. You know, back in the beginning of March, I was actually with you. We had dinner out here in February, end of February, right before all hell broke loose, right? And on March 3rd, I remember the date and I'll tell you why. They said, if you're over the age of 75, just stay inside and keep yourself away from the general public until this thing blows over. Yeah. It was before phase one, phase two, or phase three. And we went out and said, if anyone knows of anyone that's staying home alone, we'll deliver them a free steak dinner. And we did that 30,000 meals later, just to make sure they got food. Because their access to food got cut off. Because A, if you're 80, you're not good on a smartphone. You're not good on the internet. You're not ordering a delivery service to bring you food. And you're definitely not ordering groceries to be delivered to you. You just don't know how to do it. So it changed my world. Instead of having a restaurant where people came to me to dine, I was bringing free food to them.
Wow, what a nice guy.
Right? And then we had people ordering for delivery. Well, we're a steak place. So now I got to figure out how to change my whole food packaging. Because when you leave a restaurant, by the way, you know, Asian restaurants had this perfected for the last 50 years. It's packaged right. But we didn't have that packaging. So we had to figure out how to pack it. So it got to your house and it was hot and you could eat it and it was reasonable and it was good. Because to-go packaging at restaurants were doggy bags. Until this happened, really. You wanted to get food to take home, it was the same food you took leftovers home with. So we had to change all that shit.
Make it all look pretty and everything.
Yeah. And we had to do it fast or you were dead because people were giving you one opportunity and then if you didn't come through, you're out of business. And I know just a shit ton of restaurants that have just completely
shut down.
Burned down. Yeah, just horrible. That changed. So now we got food being delivered all the time instead of customers coming in. I sit in the middle of my restaurant on a Tuesday night and it's empty. There's no one eating in it because they're not allowed to. All the food's going out the door. What am I going to do with my employees? What am I going to do with my staff? So we made the decision early on, me and my business partners, to keep everybody. We kept everybody on payroll.
That was very nice, and man.
Nice of you. You're feeding everybody. You give everybody their jobs.
The smartest thing we did is we formed a nonprofit. We then raised money at a nonprofit level to provide those free meals. So that allowed money to come in.
Wow.
That was tax deductible. So we kept our restaurants moving, kept people fed.
Wow.
And now that we're kind of coming out of it, the nonprofit's kind of got a life of its own. But
so now you guys are back. You guys are right now, you're currently back open.
25% occupancy.
God, that sucks. Are you still, sending food as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we talked, and we have tents. So like when we went out to dinner last night, and I'm in awe of how LA has handled outside dining. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back home where we are, we got these big tents with sides and big diesel heaters and shit because it's snowing and it's 20 degrees. And it's cold, but you know, 6 more weeks we'll get through it. But you know, I got vaccinated. Restaurant workers were 1B in DC, so we were second group to get
any
vaccinated.
Any side effects?
Damn, we fucking, we are fucking podcast hosts. We probably last on the fucking list to get vaccination.
Well, why don't you come work at my restaurant for one night? Then we make you a restaurant worker.
Are you guys hiring, sir?
Yeah, you know, I'm hiring right now. You have any skills?
Yeah, I do.
What are your skills?
I could be a front desk. Welcome to, what's your restaurant name?
let me hear you say, thanks for calling Medium Rare.
Thanks for calling Medium Rare. How may I help you?
Hired. What are you going to do?
I would be the night security.
Night security?
So explain security. To me.
Thank you.
Because night security, I could not be there and they would still think I'm there.
So how would you handle a unruly guest?
What would you say?
Unruly guest has a little too much to drink in the middle of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. How would you handle that?
How much you pay me a fucking hour, motherfucker? I'm not risking my life for fucking $10 an hour. $30 an hour, I'm ready to fight motherfuckers. The less money I make.
How much would it take for you to fight a motherfucker?
$30, $40, $50 an hour.
Which is it?
Does it come with pepper spray?
I would pay you you know what? I'd pay you $1,000. For an hour to see you get in a fight with someone, if I can video it.
We could sell that on YouTube for a lot of money.
That's right. Because then I'm cool. Then I get the money back.
All right. So just one. I'm work. How many? I'm work 10 hours that day, motherfucker. It's $10,000.
All right. Then I need 10 fights.
Well, I got to fight 10 motherfuckers. Can I just fight one fat motherfucker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
What my blacks and angels? Can you come in for 1 second?
Is there a lot of fights in your
restaurant? I want to know, like... Come on, both of you come up here. I want, have a seat, ladies. What do you think they need to eat less of or more of? I hope your wife not, you don't look at the Blessing Angel's ass.
Don't worry, Mike, his wife not going to be looking at this. It's going to be in Philadelphia TV in the southeast side.
Southwest.
No, is anyone really going to watch this?
Huh?
Not many people going to watch
this. You'll be divorced after. Like, what do you suggest?
Less eggplant?
Yeah, she's
I hate that too.
Exactly.
I agree.
It sounds like a dick is what she's trying to eat. Sausage, eggplant, bananas, hot dogs,
carrots. Extra long hot dogs.
Y'all have any question for the
master chef?
He's not a master chef. He doesn't cook anymore. He just runs the restaurants now. He took the easy way out after. Okay. He just take trips and go taste the food and just lay people off.
I'll cook for you. I'll cook for you.
Can you cook fufu?
No.
Exactly, can't, motherfucker.
But you can.
Cook for me.
So you cook for me, bitch.
I got you.
Mr. Big Talker.
I'll cook for you. You better eat my shit too, motherfucker. Get some cow tongue, fish eyes. I want fish
you know
eyes.
What? I got a new show for you. We're going to call it Hell No Kitchen.
That's a good idea.
Hell No Kitchen. And you're cooking. Hell No.
Hell No Kitchen by Michael Blackson.
Yeah. Hell no. Here's my fish eyes. Hell no.
What do you ladies eat that make your ass? Is it like a ass food that you?
I think what I eat that I shouldn't be eating seriously is cheese. I don't think dairies are good for you. We were talking about the milk, and I'm Italian. I'm half Italian, so. My weakness is definitely cheese.
And we talked about breastfeeding earlier. Did you have a child?
Yeah, I didn't breastfeed that much.
Selfish ass motherfucker. That
poor kid. Titties are still here.
The titties are still there.
They're still here. They're not down here.
Oh, hold the mic.
Breastfeeding decimates. That's true.
Does really? It really?
I think so.
God, your poor kid. I don't know what he's missing. I sucked titties for a long time.
And it's painful.
Yeah.
It's painful if nobody sucks on it.
Well, you will know what he tried.
Yeah, we tried.
I think everyone tries, right?
I breastfeed it a little bit.
Everyone kind of tries. Right? I think everyone kind of starts with a good intention.
Kiki, would you breastfeed?
Yeah, I would try to breastfeed, but I'm not sure if I can because of my implants. They said there's like...
Oh, so you think if...
No, I had to get a lift and stuff, so they said like there's a chance that I might not be able to.
So you trying to tell me if he breastfeed a kid, the kid would take silicone and... And you could grow like a plastic baby?
No, fuck
you.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, have the Botox.
I cross that bridge when you get
the milk
there.
Was somewhere else, and then
they hide somewhere else. I heard. I just heard about that last month, because my friend's girlfriend's pregnant again.
Wait, me again?
I mean, she breastfeeds.
Well, when a woman's milk comes in, their breasts get huge.
Right.
So I wonder what happens post implant when milk comes in. Does everything still get huge?
I don't have implants.
Yeah. Oh, those are your natural titties.
That's all mine.
It gets bigger.
The nipples, everything's yours.
By the way, that's what everyone at implant says.
I mean, sometimes people borrow my nipples, but they're mine. They're mainly mine.
She lends them out.
Yeah, sometimes I lend them out.
And yours?
They're good boys.
Yours, you have the receipt too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much was it?
I had to get a lift, so when you get a lift, though, they actually take your nipples off.
Oh my God!
So oh no!
Really?
Yeah, they take your nipples off and then resize them and stuff and like take skin off so that your breast can be lifted again. So that's why I might not be able to.
Oh right.
Yeah.
So do your dentist have like your titty doctor? Does he have like a bunch of nipples hanging around in the office?
No, they put your old ones back
they
on.
Put,
right?
Yeah, they just shape them. They cut them out. Then they put them back on.
Oh, you can't. You
so there's no extra nipple. If he's just like, hey, can I just get a third nipple?
No.
Okay.
So. Oh, so or they have to connect it.
I'm thinking sometimes, you know, when you're playing with titties, like you two titties and then you got the there should be a titty in the middle. I always thought it should be a titty.
Oh, like an extra one?
Like who?
Extra titty in the middle?
Yes.
I'm sure somebody in the world has that.
Yeah.
We got people with
because like when you're playing with nipples, like your mouth is just left alone. Like he needs something.
That's a great idea, Mike.
You know who's got that set up?
Just like
animals. Dogs that have litters.
Yeah, Mike is.
You might
dogs got like
bestiality.
9 or 10 of them.
Yeah. We have two balls.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Mike, get that good thing out of the gutter.
I'm sorry, man. I apologize. I just miss my mother's titties. That's all.
You have two eyeballs. You should be
sweet.
Two titties.
Right. Two ears. Two eyes.
You know what's crazy? When I went to Africa, I took my girlfriend with me. So I had my girlfriend took a picture of my mother.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, the titties I used to suck and the titties I'm sucking now all together in one place. So beautiful.
Nothing changed.
Well, my mother's titties on her knees cap. Yeah. That's changed.
Thanks to you, Michael Blackson.
Yeah, but you got some money now. You get them fixed.
My mom had she's 77 years old. I'm not fucking lifting her titties, okay? No.
Why
lift.
Not, Mike? Maybe she's, you know.
What,
people
she gonna get
fall in love till 128.
Get my 77 year mother, and then she might as well get a fucking OnlyFans page too.
Great idea, Mike.
My mother's not getting an OnlyFans. She's not twerking at 77.
Yeah, a good son would do that.
What, get her titties lifted?
Your mother wanted that.
I'm gonna take her to Dr. Miami, see if you could give her a BBL. Butt transfer, get fat transfer, like get her some fat from her butt to put in her titties to lift it up. Right?
That's a great idea. Your mom will love you for the rest of her lives.
I'm not doing that to my mother. Well, what we learned today. So now, LA, like you said, we're eating outside.
Yeah.
But you guys in the East Coast, you guys are indoor, it's 25%.
And outdoor in tents. Like in people in winter jackets and hats and mitts and gloves and scarves eating. Yeah.
I heard people in Chicago, like they built igloos outside of the restaurant just for you to eat.
Right. So here's the question. So I'm glad you brought that up. There's brains in the room. So if you're in an igloo,
thank you.
So if they're not letting you eat inside, but they're putting you in an igloo where all the sides are sealed, is there any real difference?
I honestly think it is because the circulation, the type of ventilation or whatever.
In an igloo?
Whatever they created so that there is a fluctuation of air.
I just think
it's such a waste of money. It's so much money for the plexiglass, the heaters.
Oh, we were talking about this. It's 10 grand a month.
The disposable menus.
Yes.
All that.
It's added cost. So what we did is we put the tents up, but we left the side off.
Okay.
How long?
We heated them, but they're still
freezing.
Freezing.
Yeah.
How long is this shit going to last? When you think we'll go back to going to a restaurant, eating our food, and then let's end this?
Coming soon, actually. I think the first step is the kids. Mm-hmm. Going back to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
And we get back to a little bit of normalcy there. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's 1 million or 2 million vaccines a day going out now. So
normalcy is a disaster. 30,
well, you know what? It's true.
The kids are like the silent super spreaders.
But at 2 million vaccines a day, you know, another month or two, we'll be pretty close to somewhat back to normal until the next one hits.
Yeah, but there's a lot of kids, a lot of people that are scared of the vaccine and don't want to take the vaccination. And then, well, are they going to make it mandatory?
I don't know. I don't know if they can do that, but it was nothing. I did it. It really was nothing.
No side effects, sir?
Like no. Your nothing.
Hair grow longer?
No, nothing.
Which one you got, the Pfizer or the Moderna?
Moderna. No.
I heard
Moderna sounds like a fucking, like a breath
no
control.
No side pill. Effect. It hurt a little bit. Yeah, it hurt a little bit where I got the shot initially, but it went away in like 2 days. But nothing. I mean, you know what? It's not true. I had like a runny nose after the second one for like a weekend, but that was it.
You sure that was running? It wasn't coming out of your nose?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It tasted like breast milk.
Oh, my God. You know what? On that note, we're ending this show right now, motherfucker.
Hey, Mike, I heard that Little Nas turned gay because of the vaccine.
You think so?
Yeah.
He was gay before the vaccine came out.
Well, he became more gay.
What's more gay, Chinese best friend?
Like that all the time.
So that's a vaccine side effect, you're saying?
That's what he said. I mean, it's all over the news. LA Weekly.
Dr. Blackson.
Yeah, he became gay because.
Dr. Blackson, what do you think?
Yeah. He became more gay.
I think somebody said that. Like some politician.
What do you mean become more gay? Like you suck more dick? I don't understand.
Not only him. It's a lot of people. They turn gay because of the vaccine.
Don't pay this.
What happens if that happens to you? You turn like Caitlyn Jenner. What are you going to do?
If what?
That's another show.
If I turn the kid, I'll be a billionaire like him. I'll be rich instantly.
Michelle Blackson. It's another show. I got another series for you. Let's get Ryan Seacrest on the phone. Michelle Blackson. The Journey.
I'll be the first gay guy that only likes pussy.
I don't think you'd be the first gay guy.
That'll be the first one.
Oh. Yeah,
you'd be the first guy from Africa, maybe.
That what?
That is gay and likes girls.
Oh, vagina. Like, what's on this gay guy? He just gets pussy all the time. Like, yeah, I don't know, man. Just like pussy.
You know, Caitlyn Jenner is the same thing.
What?
He doesn't like dick. He likes pussy, but he likes to dress like he's a girl.
She's a lesbian.
What? Yeah, he no, don't.
That's
she
a whole different show.
No, he don't like dick.
She had the whole transition, though, right?
Yeah, he don't
I
like.
Think,
the whole?
No, not the whole. No, not the whole. No, no, no.
No. No.
He doesn't like Caitlyn Jenner don't like boys, dicks, nothing, only girls.
Nah, but I saw a picture of him dating out this black guy.
No, that was the.
You should do the whole transition. I vote you do it.
I'm not doing that. My village would probably disown me.
Yeah, they'd probably throw rocks at you.
But what if they pay you like $50 million for the show?
Yeah, no. What am I gonna do with $50 million?
Dude,
what
you were told me for $10 grand you'd be getting a fight in my restaurant. There's got to be a price.
I haven't fought since 8th grade. I don't mind giving it a shot. Okay,
it's got to be a number.
No.
What you mean?
For you to transition, I've got my number.
No, I'm not transitioning.
Chinese best friend.
No
money.
If you people are gay, that's
be homeless.
That's a little bit too harsh. Okay.
I mean for me, my own perspective. No.
All right. So the choice of being homeless or transitioning.
What do you mean? I'll be homeless.
Nothing against the.
Thank y'all for joining us. Edit this part out, motherfucker. So glad. So our sponsors could stay.
Yeah, we're gonna lose our sponsors after this one. Geico Insurance, State Farm.
No disrespect to, you know, gays or whatever you do. Whatever you do is okay with you. I just have, yeah. I just like vagina, and I'm going to always be that way.
The same, Mike. I like vagina too.
Okay. You like the butthole too?
No, I don't like nothing but shit out of my
nothing
ass.
Butthole.
I doo-doo out of my butt. I fart, and that's that.
It's official, Marasocas. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Marasocas.
Your mouth don't go any close.
Tween me to licking a woman's ass. I lick a woman's ass.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't want her licking my ass.
Have you licked a man's ass?
Chinese best friend, would you lick Kiki's ass?
No, Mike, because I'm currently in a very happy relationship.
Do you lick your wife's butt or your girlfriend's butt?
Nah.
Nah.
You're corny, man. Nah,
yeah, I'm not into ass. That.
But look, just
come on,
it.
Mike. You're the ass eater, not me.
You see, I accidentally ate ass.
Really? Accidentally? looking for a nipple?
I'm like a drive-by ass licker. I'm driving by an accidentally, and then I just kept going. Okay.
What tastes like, Mike?
Ass.
Organic.
Well, if it depends on what the fuck she ate. That's why she don't eat.
Oh, no, here we go.
Leave that cow fucking milk alone, and then she could.
I mean, if you eat eyeballs and feet, it's not that
chicken
bad.
Chicken feet, right. Chicken feet has no real stuff to it.
Chicken feet is just
fish
chicken
eyes.
Poop.
No, chicken feet is
zero
just
chance of me to get passed.
No?
Zero chance.
I eat chicken feet all the time.
Zero chance.
In the Philippines, yeah.
I love chicken feet.
No feet. Zero chance.
Well, what we learned from this today is the head. According to him, the restaurant will be open. Future restaurant is very soon, right?
I hope so.
Jesus Christ, man. You're not giving me no hope, motherfucker.
Sir, all right,
yes.
Anyone here in
yes.
LA?
What are the restaurant meetings? What are you guys saying in these meetings? We're going to, you know.
We're just crying. We're all sitting here just crying. Oh, God. Oh, it's over. Oh, God. Who's paying rent this month? Yeah, I mean, that's what we talked about.
So did
about.
You get? Did you guys apply for those loans, those PPP?
Oh, yeah. Had to. Had to.
You have 85.
So, well, cause, you know, the truth is, like I said, we decided we wanted to keep everybody, all of our employees,
mm-hmm.
because the worst thing that comes out of this is if I got to rehire all new people
and
retrain them and go through, like, I'm opening all over again.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Right. So it was worth the money to keep them, but we relied on those PPP loans to keep them working. So I had them delivering food. We had, you know, like, we used them for other things.
Damn.
So our servers weren't serving. There were no tables.
How did they give you money on depending on how, because I heard companies getting like $8 million.
It's based on payroll. Yeah. It's based on payroll and operating expenses. So there's a formula based on your payroll and your rent and your utilities and what it costs to keep you going. The first one kept you going for like 2 or 3 months, and then you hope for forgiveness, and then you applied for the second one, and then it keeps you going. It's just if you can. But applying for it's not easy. You gotta like have your
it's
shit
a process.
Together.
Yeah,
it's tons of paperwork and tons of detail. And you know, when you're in a business that's in stress and your world is falling apart, you can't sit down for 12 hours and pull together all these. Your world's collapsing. So a lot of people just didn't apply because it's just too hard, too emotional to do it. You know, get bank statements and we'll look at it.
Then you have eventually have to pay some of that back, right? All of it.
Some of it. I mean, so if you used it for the purposes, for the intended purposes, it was forgiven, the first one.
Okay.
The second one, it's kind of whether it's going to be turned into a loan or forgiven is unclear. But you need the cash. Look, I mean, you need the cash, you need the cash.
That's true.
And
it's nice of you, though. It's very nice of you to keep all your employees.
That's very nice, man.
Feeding the children.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that.
You're a good man.
Cheers, ladies.
You're going to open one in LA?
We are. I'm actually out here looking for sites.
All right, man. We're going to eat there.
We'll work there.
Yeah, but are you going to pay or not pay?
Can I get a employee discount?
Yeah.
You going to be my bouncer?
I'll be the bouncer at nighttime.
Because
this is my nighttime. I just call out sick and still get paid.
He will post you on IG. He will shout out.
I want a job, man. I'm tired of being Michael Blackson. I want to be security. I want to welcome to the motherfucking, what's it called, real estate?
Why don't we just give you a job? Why don't we give you a job like you did back in the airlines? We just load and unload the bar.
Nah, I want to greet. Can I be the greeter?
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, like a Walmart.
I want to be a greeter too.
Motherfucker, that's I just trying to take my
greeter.
Well, greet me last. Then they greet you first.
Can I just be a valet attendant?
Valet.
They make a lot of tips.
Yeah, but you also drink a lot, so you might fucking crash. Cigar.
I'm a liability company.
No, I think both of you would be a liability, actually.
No, I just want
to be drinking each night.
I want to be. I want all seat them, you know, and seat like the ugly people way in the back in the corner. We went eight. They sat us in the fucking corner where nobody could see us.
Why?
I think because we probably were not that cute.
No, they're underestimating you guys' beauty.
We ate Mr. Child yesterday, and they sat us in this little corner.
Really?
And nobody saw us.
Every time I eat there, they always put me in the front where everybody fucking walking around.
That's Mr. They think you're Mr. Child, motherfucker. You Chinese.
Oh. Is that what it is?
Like, yeah, Mr. Chow is here. Make everybody feel comfortable.
Is it true? Is it true? Man. Chinese eat at Chinese restaurants. It's good.
Yeah. You know the food saying. Is good when they.
What they say? The food,
we've all heard that.
Right.
The Chinese
are eating at Chinese restaurants. The food must be
good.
Amazing.
Right?
Because I'm African eating at African restaurants.
But I'm Filipino, sir. Mike called me Chinese best friend. I'm 50%.
Well, Mr. Chow didn't know that.
Yeah, you still got a little
eyes.
But
they charge me so much for a duck. $198.
What the fuck kind of duck? Was it a pregnant duck?
The whole duck. That was a lot of money.
Yeah, let me tell you something. We sat down last night and Michael's like, just bring any whatever you want. Remember that? You said, just bring whatever you want.
Yeah, dude, that's that because I was in pain.
His bill must be $88,000.
$88,000. What was the bill?
Yes.
$88,000.
So there were four of us.
It's four of us.
And Michael said, I bring you whatever you like. I take care of you. Any food allergies? Michael says, no dairy.
Right.
So he goes, I got you. We thought we were done eating after the appetizers.
Right, I thought I was done.
Keep bringing.
I just jacking the shit out of us. So,
I tell you.
What do you think? What do you think? But by the way, it was my pleasure.
Let me guess. I'm gonna guess, Mike. I went there with four people too.
Okay.
And they brought everything, and you know, I'm just gonna guess $1,400.
Okay. We didn't order champagne. I think them bottles of champagne would be like
we had 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 cocktails.
Yes.
Oh, that's.
I would say $1,133.
$14.99. It's like Price is Right.
Price is Right. Price is Right.
What do you think, ladies? Y'all eat expensive restaurants.
$14.99.
That's probably closest. I like that. How about you? Four people eat at Mr. Chow's.
No, 1,001.
Four people eat at Mr. Chow's.
I'll say like $1,000 and
$1,050. Okay. Well, he said
1,499.
And you get the washer dryer set too.
Is it including tip or not including tip? Because the tip it's.
So yours is not including tip.
No.
Well, yours she already is lost.
Including it. Or not including.
She's $50 more.
Okay.
She's $9.99.
We'll just say not including tip.
Not including tip.
Okay. What do you say?
$11.83. You said $10.50. You said $1,400. You said
$9.99.
Okay.
No.
Whoa. More.
No.
The closest one.
Like so, like what? 800.
Six.
Wow, not bad.
$600.
Yeah. I went. The crazy thing about it, I went there with $600 in my pocket, but it's gone now.
Yeah.
Wow, not
wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad.
No, only $600. I spent $479.
No, I misplayed it. I should have told him $3,000. Because he would have bought me dinner. $3,000, Michael. It was $3,000.
Damn, motherfucker.
Really? It was $3,000. It was
not bad at all. So it's about like $150 a person. About $150 each.
10 cocktails. Still's a lot. That's already $200, $300.
Well, I had two drinks.
I had two.
You had two. Monica had two, and I think Rod only had one, right?
That's right.
You guys didn't order the duck? You guys didn't order.
You know what? I was shocked he didn't bring it, because it was the most expensive thing on the menu.
The duck.
It was?
Yeah. That's how I got the duck.
Right.
The duck got me.
Duck got you.
Quack, quack. Yeah, my bill was...
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Fuck! you got your dinner meeting.
Duck got me.
Well, shit. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. We had ball tonight. We found out that... You know, I don't know what the fuck we learned. What you learned, Chinese best friend?
I learned that breastfeeding is good for you until you're age 3. Well, no, I'm just joking, Mike.
I learned that. She said cheese is not good, so I'm a non-dairy. I'm sticking away from dairy. But overall, the economy, we expected restaurants to open up hopefully in the next few months or so.
Maybe a week, Mike.
Or a year, right? About a year.
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope we can do it next few months.
Your friend have a very good heart. We learned a lot of love in the world.
That keep your employees, pay them. You get the fucking loan. You might as well give it to the motherfuckers, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Give it to them.
The honest one. One out of 500 million people.
If you're not, it comes back and gets you.
Yeah. You're right.
Always.
That's good.
And if you want to gain more ass, just eat more chicken, right, ladies?
Chicken? Organic?
Carbs.
A bunch of rice.
All right. Thanks for everything.
Eggplants.
We learned a lot today.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
To
hey, this is this drink. The champagne is by. Is it a Branson champagne? What's it called?
Chemin
CH?
Leroy.
Fucking CHA.
Hey, 50 cents.
What's the name of the champagne?
Isn't it
Champagne Dua?
Le Chemin
Dua. Champagne is called Le Chemin
Dua. Mike,
it's 50 cents brand.
Why is it so complicated as a
50 cents?
The king of the king's
yes.
So it's Chinese.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers.
Okay, yeah. Cheers. And before we leave, let's plug Instagrams, of course. And they can find your restaurant. Where can they come and eat it?
You can find Medium Rare in and around Washington, D.C.
Medium Rare in and around. It's right. We have three locations?
Three locations in D.C.
Okay. Medium Rare.
Yeah.
So, and we have does the restaurant have an Instagram?
Medium Rare D.C.
Medium Rare D.C. Okay. And then ladies, give me your IG so they could follow
Nadi
that
Milano.
Ass. I mean, follow you.
N-A-D-I. Milano, M-I-L-A-N-O.
Like Italy, Milano.
Kiki Diablo, K-E-K-E dot Diablo.
Diablo.
Like the devil.
Ooh, demon time.
Chinese best friend, what's your IG?
You name me Chinese best friend, Mike. My Instagram is Chinese best friend.
Can you believe nobody else had taken this
That's
name?
That's crazy, right? I better go lock down African best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I just did it. I just
anybody got
it.
African
I'll
best
sell
friend?
To you.
Get one, Chinese
I'll sell
best friend.
To you.
You should.
Well, thank y'all for joining us. I've been your host, my co-host, Mike. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for joining us. Nadia, Kiki, appreciate everything.
Mark Butcher with a silent T.
Booker?
No T.
Boucher.
Boucher.
Nah, he's trying to make it sound French.
Like
Boucher. Boucher. Bucher.
Bucher. I went to Bucher or Boucher.
You got close.
Boucher?
Michael Blinkson, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Michael Blinkson.
Thank you. I'll see you motherfuckers next week. Motherfuckers. We out.
Merci. Ciao.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.